My name is Celia Lubin, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to Sitka High School.
Lubin looks like a lot of teenagers.
My hair is purpley, browny, blondy, and it's braids. Yeah.
She does a bunch of activities like swimming, soccer, drama and debate, concert band, and she has her own radio show. But she's doing something that very few teenage girls would do.
I am shaving my head for St. Baldrick's. People who do chemo, when they lose their hair, it can be kind of isolating, I think. And so showing them support not only with money and, hey, I'm raising awareness for this cause, you're also saying, I'm gonna stand there with you.
At the St. Baldrick's event at the Sitka Elks Lodge, men and boys are sitting in barber chairs on stage while local hairstylists shave their heads. A little boy is walking around collecting pledges and stuffing them into an envelope. There are about 100 people sitting at the tables and eating dinner. 8 people are signed up to have their heads shaved, but many others hop onto stage spontaneously to get their hair buzzed. Lubin's mom, Lisa Bush, says she was skeptical about her daughter's decision at first.
I thought, really? Do you have to shave your head? Can we pay you not to shave your head?
But now?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling really excited for Celia, just like proud of her for doing this and wondering what she's going to look like bald.
They didn't really have a lot of say to it, because if they did object, I was just like, hey, I'm not doing drugs, I'm raising money for cancer.
When you were 15 years old, would have shaved your head. Anybody here?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm really excited.
What's your name?
Celia and Casey.
I shaved my head last year. I'm not sure if it's awesome. Yet. You're gonna love it.
All right, Sif.
Ready?
Because she recently dyed her hair with streaks of purple, her scalp has some colorful spots on it.
Yeah, I figured that would happen.
This is what raising money for cancer is all about. Shaving your head, raising the dollar.
It looks great. It looks so good. I'm so proud of her.
She's got a nice shape.
I'm a lucky papa. I'm a lucky papa. Yep.
Feels so good. Never another felt anything like this before.
Lubin raised nearly $3,000 in pledges. By the end of the night, 18 people in Sitka had their head shaved and made more than $14,000. Since 2004, the national organization has contributed more than $100 million to fight pediatric cancers. Lubin does not see her participation as just a stunt.
I know that I had a cancer-free childhood, and it was really great, and I just think it would be really scary for kids my age and younger to have to go through something like life-threatening illness like cancer, and I want to be able to help a little bit.
And she says she's not worried about her lost locks.
I mean, it will grow back. It is hair. It's just hair.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.